Well, now to our story about the increasing severity of domestic violence that's confronting far too many Australian women. A Senate committee inquiring into domestic violence rates is holding hearings in the Northern Territory capital, Darwin, today. The Territory has the highest rate of domestic violence in the country, and Indigenous women are at extreme risk of harm. As Lindy Kerin reports, the number of Indigenous women hospitalised as a result of domestic violence has risen by almost a third in the last 4 years.
The senators are travelling the country to investigate the prevalence of domestic violence. Today they're in Darwin. Melanie Warbrook, a senior solicitor with the Top End Women's Legal Service, has told the committee there are serious shortfalls in the support that's available to victims escaping violence.
Where we see major gaps are in issues such as housing, affordable places to stay, support services to allow women to leave violent situations, particularly in remote areas. The only place to go really to get away from a situation and have a bit of a break is into the nearest centre, which means leaving family and all your known support services, removing the kids out of schools. So in terms of actually continuing to work with people, particularly in remote areas, I think we need culturally appropriate interventions that focus on early intervention to try and keep families together and to stop situations from escalating to the point where women actually need to escape.
For Indigenous women in the Northern Territory, the statistics are grim. They make up just 15% of the total population, but 73% of domestic violence victims of assault. In its report to the committee, the Northern Territory government said tyre levers, rocks and iron bars are the commonly used weapons against Indigenous women. Melanie Warbrook told the committee it's extremely difficult to find places for Indigenous women from remote areas.
We've got 2-3 refuges in Darwin. They're frequently full. Yeah, they're frequently full. It's very difficult to access, and certainly women from remote areas, it's almost impossible. There are safe houses on some of the remote communities, but not all of them.
Regina Bennett is the manager of the Darwin Aboriginal and Islander Women's Shelter, which has helped more than 370 women over the last 12 months. She's also pointed to a shortage of options for victims once they leave.
The majority of the women that we look after, they're not going to hop on a plane and go to Melbourne or Sydney to escape domestic violence or family violence. They're going to end up going back to their communities, to their partners.
This afternoon, the committee will hear from Dale Wakefield, the coordinator of the Alice Springs Women's Shelter. She says she'll tell the inquiry that women's services on the front line need sustainable funding, not ad hoc short-term measures.
We have a crisis accommodation, which is a 30-bed high-security service that women come to when they are at risk of homicide. And without that, as you can imagine, Alice Springs is really remote. Women sometimes have to travel 2 days to get to that crisis accommodation, and it is the only one for a really long way. So without that service, you know, women have nowhere to go. It is an essential service. And we can't be at the will of governments around looking at, you know, what funding is going to come through. We need to have that long-term, sustainable, predictable funding so we can continue that service.
Dale Wakefield says she welcomes the inquiry as it's important to hear from services on the front line.
Whilst, you know, people are talking about a national emergency, I think in Central Australia we're talking about an ongoing tsunami that has been going on for a really long time. And what I'll be asking the Senate to consider today is that we need to make sure we're not trying to get the figures in Central Australia just back to the national average. We need to be much more ambitious around that and make sure that the figures in Central Australia are improved to a point where women can live, you know, full, successful and safe lives. Indigenous women are, you know, 35 times more likely to be hospitalised for domestic and family violence. And it's not just the rates, it's also the severity of violence.
As part of her message, Dale Wakefield will present senators with a letter from one of her clients.
One of the things she talked about, because she is an older woman, she talked about she doesn't want to have to go to the police cells to be safe. And in remote communities, that's what used to happen before there were secure women's services, that if police thought that women were unsafe, they let them sleep in the cells. Now, we don't ever want to go back to that scenario, but that's the lengths that women will go to if they feel unsafe. So let's not ever get there again.
The Senate committee is due to report in June.
Lindy Kerin reporting.